Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The second baseman, Freddie Spurgeon. Batting third. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting eighth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jake Miller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jake Miller. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting second. The third baseman, Red Rawlings. Batting third. The left fielder, Cleo Carlisle. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Buddy Meyer. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Wally Shaner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Fred Hoffman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Ruffing. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Red Ruffing. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon bunts towards first. Toth scoops it up and throws to first, with Reagan covering, for the out. Jamison moves to second. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Shaner. Burns reaches second base with a double. Jamison scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Grover Hartley now catching. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp takes first base on ball 4. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a fly ball into left field. Carlisle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rawlings settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a line drive towards short. Sewell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon misplays the ball. That's an error on Spurgeon. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Miller. Meyer moves to second. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jamison strikes out. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0-for-0 in the game. Spurgeon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacobson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Grover Hartley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartley hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Reagan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Red Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings is 0-for-1 in the game. Rawlings hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Burns strikes out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruffing fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hodapp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 0-for-1 in the game. Carlisle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carlisle for the out. One out. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0-for-1 in the game. Flagstad hits a fly ball into left field. Jamison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-1 in the game. Tote hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-1 in the game. Summa hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller bunts towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Myatt moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a fly ball into left field. Carlisle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0-for-1 in the game. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruffing fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner is 0-for-1 in the game. Shaner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Grover Hartley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hartley hits a ball on the ground towards second. Spurgeon can't make a play. That's a base hit. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruffing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacobson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Shaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jacobson moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jacobson scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Summa hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flagstead who is chasing the ball. Summa reaches third base with a triple. Hodapp goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Indians. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-2 in the game. Myatt hits a fly ball into right field. Shaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Haney pinch hits for Red Rawlings. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 0-for-2 in the game. Carlisle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Haney now playing third base. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruffing fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0 for 2 in the game. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Spurgeon. The throw from Hartley and he is safe. Spurgeon steals second. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0 for 2 in the game. Flagstad hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 2 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Haney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 3 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hodapp hits a line drive into right field. Shaner picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Shaner. Sewell moves to third. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Summa hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. There goes Hodapp trying to get to third. Flagstad throws the ball into Haney, who tags Hodapp for the out. Summa moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-0, Indians. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 3 in the game. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner is 0 for 2 in the game. Shaner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Shaner reaches second base with a double. Grover Hartley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hartley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shaner scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Billy Rogel pinch hits for Red Ruffing. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel takes first base on ball 4. Hartley moves to second. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reagan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summa. Reagan reaches second base with a double. Hartley scores. Rogel goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Indians. Joe Schott now pitching. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-1 in the game. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and has Reagan trapped. There's the throw to Hodapp and over to Spurgeon, who tags Reagan for the out. Haney moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Jack Tobin pinch hits for Cleo Carlisle. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. Haney moves to third. Two outs. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0-for-3 in the game. Flagstad hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Flagstad for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Tobin now playing left field. Slim Harris now pitching. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jameson is hit by the pitch. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0-for-3 in the game. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-3 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell misplays the ball. That's an error on Sewell. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Meyer moves to second. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Shaner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Meyer moves to third. Grover Hartley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hartley strikes out. Two outs. John Freeman pinch hits for Slim Harris. John Freeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Shaner. The throw from Myatt and he is out, Sewell applying the tag. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.